When you need to know what's happening right here in the Merrimack Valley, the only place to turn is 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.
.17, your time here in the Merrimack Valley, 980 WCAP, Merrimack Valley Radio in the Morning is back with you. Alex Weldon, Ted Panos not in this morning. We're treated with Mr. Danny Rourke, Danny Ballgame, over in the studio in the captain's chair.
We are rolling, Alex.
We are rolling. Some might say out of control, but I tend to disagree with that. This upcoming segment right now, sponsored by Community Teamwork, CTI, and we have a very special guest in studio, Mr. Timothy Caldwell, clinics and case manager. How you doing, Tim? Oh, we down microphone. We might have to bring some of those mic levels up a little bit. See, this is the rolling.
That's right.
This is the rolling out of control I was talking about.
Give a shot now, Tim.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. There we go.
Maybe
up a little bit more.
All right.
We need to hear that booming voice of Tim's.
All right.
We should be good to go now.
All right. So, Tim, thank you for joining us. You're going to have to take this one. He doesn't have any headphones. My goodness.
Let's try it now. Tim, can you hear us?
You got us.
All right.
There we go. See,
we're good to go.
That's that rolling out of control I was talking about.
Quite,
my goodness.
Quit the opening.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tim Caldwell joining us. He's the clinical case manager for Youth Build of Greater Lowell. Apparently, you guys are looking for some volunteers. A lot of stuff going on. I'm looking at a list here. For possible volunteers. Am I right on that, Tim?
Well, we're not actually looking for volunteers. We're looking for students. We're in the process of beginning a new cohort, and I'm here to talk about some of what we're looking for and see if we can get some students in, you know, who want to change their lives. You know, we're a 10-month program, and we work with giving students a second chance, another opportunity to get their high set. Or GED, if you don't know what a high set is, some construction skills. And we recently introducing a new culinary program into one of our tracks. So I just want to get the word out and let people know, you know, that we're here and we're here to help.
Yeah, it sounds good. You know, we know, Youth Build's an important partner in the city of Lowell. And so your goal is to have 30 to 40 students for November 6th?
Yeah. What we do is we bring in about 30 or 40 students, and then we do what we call 2 weeks of mental toughness, and to see if the students fit the program and if the program fits the students. You know, sometimes we have people who come and then decide they don't want to, they're not ready to change their lives. And so this gives everybody an opportunity. We do some team building exercises. And things like that, you know, and then out of that group, we'll probably choose about maybe 30 students, and then the program will start 2 weeks after that.
So 2 weeks of mental toughness.
Yeah, I was curious there too. You ears popped up, right?
Yeah, I know. 2 weeks of mental toughness. I'm thinking like outdoor, like different courses you got to run through, and you lifted weights. So you're actually putting people through kind of a test to make sure they're mentally ready to. You're not. You understandably. You probably maybe only have a certain amount of seats to fill. You want to make sure the people there are actually going to be kind of in it for the long run.
Correct. I mean, you got to remember when you're doing construction work, one of the most important things about doing construction is safety. Mm-hmm. And if the guy holding the ladder is not really into holding the ladder, then that can be a very dangerous thing. So we want to make sure, you know, that everybody can work together. You know, it's about being a team and building relationships with people and getting to know people and things like that.
Commitment.
So, yes.
Commitment's a big.
Being on time in the morning, mm-hmm. you know, showing up, you know, and participating, in the things that we do.
Life skills.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and then after 2 weeks, then, we sit down and, we talk about the students and what they've done, and from there we make a decision on, you know, who we're going to accept in the program. And usually within the 2 weeks, those who really are not committed to being there will usually drop out and things like that.
You kind of weed them out through the week of toughness or whatever it was.
We weed them out, or they weed themselves out.
Right.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, I mean, because, you know, I know we're still stuck in this mental toughness train. What are some examples of what goes on during that 2 weeks that would lead you to think, yeah, this is a kid that we can work with, or you know, this is a kid that maybe would benefit from something else that Youth Build offers?
Being on time in the morning, participating in the activities that we do. One of the things we do is we have what's called a scavenger hunt. So we divide them up into two groups. We give them a list of objects that they have to go around the city, and they have to find these objects. The whole idea is not to get the objects. The whole idea is to work as a team to get the objects. So the team goes out, and the team has to come back with all the objects. You know, let me give you an example. I had a team one time that they couldn't find a form, so they came back to the office and they copied the form. You're supposed to get a form.
Ingenuity, right? Yeah.
Genius. But, loop. That's called a loophole.
But what worked was they did it as a team. Mm-hmm. It wasn't one person that did it. The whole team did it. So you have to give the whole team credit for thinking of this. So those are the type of things that we do. And another year we had one of our instructors was in the Marine Corps, and so we used to do walks around the block, you know, like first thing in the morning and stuff like that. So these are the kind of activities that, you know, that, you know, we come up with, you know, to build a lot of cohesion within the team within the groups.
Great. So they get through the first 2 weeks of the mental toughness, and they have, you know, may have passed the next stage. So they're one of 30 students that you have in the program. What's next? What is the goal come November 6th for the next period of time to help these students out?
Well, after they go through, well, mental toughness starts November 6th.
Okay.
So after the 2 weeks of mental toughness, then that's when we begin to work with the students. So in the construction shop, they begin to learn the basics of how to hammer a nail. You know, going into basic construction skills. We also have students get their OSHA 10 certification, and then start preparing to get their NCCER, which is a national certification for construction. And then usually the first thing the construction team will build is a doghouse. The doghouse starts to teach them the basics of construction skills. And then we go into things like building sheds, and we build a lot of the planter boxes, or help build a lot of the planter boxes for the common garden. Mm-hmm. So basic stuff like that. And we always get projects for construction. People want us to come to their house to build disabled ramps and things like that. The culinary program is a new program that we're starting, a full program that we're starting this year. We got approved for. So we'll have hopefully a culinary program. We had a partial program this year. The students did a couple of catering jobs. We have the farmer's market on Friday.
Yep.
So they baked cookies and cakes and Adirondack chairs, and we were able to sell them at the market.
Is the culinary, just really quick, was this a program you were looking to kind of integrate for a while, or was it, did you have people kind of within the program who were asking for maybe asking for that program, or does it also have to do with the possibility of maybe the amount of open jobs that they would have the ability to get?
Well, the program began as a pilot program. We got a grant from one of our funders to start this program, and it just progressed to the point where it became really successful. And so we wrote a proposal with the Department of Labor to fund it fully. So this year we were able to get it funded fully. And it's because of demand of and kind of the easeability to be able to get jobs in this field. So we're partnering. We're going to do partnerships with a couple of the restaurants in the neighborhood, to sort of provide internships to some of our students.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great chef, you know, that's going to be working with the students. A local And so we're expecting a lot of big things from this program this year. It's a fully accredited program by the Culinary Institute. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, it's terrific. So and all this is done while they're going through getting their GED as well, right?
Right. So the GED, a high set program, is in the morning time. And we have a fantastic teacher who's been working really hard to get our students through. And then in the afternoon, we have workshops. We have life skill workshops. So we teach students how to write a resume, how to write a cover letter. We have partners like the Center for Hope and Healing comes in and does workshops. Lowell Community Health Center. We want to be able to provide students not only with the education, but basic life stuff. How to open up a bank account, you know, how to set up a budget. You know, things of that nature, getting your driver's license, you know, basic stuff that young adults between the ages of 16 to 24 need. Because there's not that many programs out there that offer these things. And then for those students who want to go into college, we help them get into college. So Middlesex College comes in and does workshops, and we have a connection there with them. And UMass, we have a connection there. So we really try and help students to succeed by, you know, sort of, at times if need be, hand-holding them.
Yeah.
And then we follow them for a year after that, which allows them to come back to update their resume.
So follow-up and stuff like that, yep.
And support them in college, because it's tough when you're from an environment where you've never had the opportunity to go to college, mm-hmm. and now you do. It's like, what do you do? So we've been successful this year where we've had two students that have applied who actually finished their high set and everything in the program in 6 months.
Wow.
So that showed a lot of enthusiasm. One is in a college and a nursing program, and one is in college in an early childhood development program.
Yeah, that's terrific. So, you know, and another community partner that you do have is the court system, right?
Yes.
You know, my day job as a probation officer, I know that both in the juvenile and adult district courts, that youth build is an option that a lot of judges at disposition of cases utilize.
Yeah.
You know, they say they have a young person that does not have that high school degree that could benefit from a program such as youth build, and you know, most of the time there's somebody from, you know, CTI, right. Youth build that's right. there as well. They say, yeah, I've talked to, you know, this person. The program would be great, and then that partnership starts right then and there.
Exactly. I mean, we write letters for students who, you know, who need them for their probation. We also do a lot of community service. We're also an AmeriCorps site as well, so we do a lot of community service activities, and sometimes they count for students, and sometimes they don't. But we still offer that. We work with juvenile and adult courts and probations, individuals to get into the program. So we work with a wide variety of students. For a lot of our students, we are a second chance that they would not get probably with any other program. And we are the type of organization that never gives up on a student.
Yeah, no, I think the idea of, you know, again, teaching them life skills in a trade, you know, whether it's, you know, construction or culinary arts, is only a benefit, especially in my job, you know, to have a program that you can fall back on, like Youth Build, to help the young people out, right, and become, you know, productive members of society. Personally, I think it's a great program, and I'm very happy that you're involved with the probation departments in the city. So if someone is interested in this and they want to contact Youth Build to get involved, how do they do that?
Well, we're located at 167 Dutton Street, right next to Club Diner and Goodyear Tire. Or they can call us at 978-446-9803. And we'll set up an appointment, or they can drop by and fill out an application. And we'll do an interview. I usually, if I'm in the office, we'll do the initial interview. And that's it. It's a simple process. You know, it's not complicated. Mm-hmm. We try and make it as easy as we can.
For people out there, is there a deadline for like upcoming programs or anything like that? Is there a certain date maybe that they have to call in or show up?
At this point, I'm going to say no. We'll probably be taking applications right up to November 6th.
Okay.
Great. Perfect. So, yeah, so one more time, that number is 978-446-9803. And that's to contact Youth Build, and they do a new program starting on November 6th. And, you know, Tim Caldwell, thank you for coming in, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Tim, for having me.
Take
care. Appreciate it. Okay. Well, there you go. That's Tim Caldwell from CTI. Once again, 167 Dutton Street. You can go to them and call them 978-446-9803. Sign up for those programs. Their information are also on their website as well. 8:32 now, Merrimack Valley Radio in the morning with myself and Mr. Danny Rourke. We're going to be back in just a minute.